بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. So today is lesson number 58 in our series on the commentary on أعلام السنة المنشورة of Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakimi rahimahullah. And in the previous lesson we finished looking at the series of events or occurrences that will take place on the Day of Judgment, finishing with the scrolls and the presentation of the scrolls, and then the crossing over the hellfire and the stages after that. And then we came finally to a discussion of belief in paradise and hellfire, because that's the final destination of people, either paradise or hellfire. And in the last lesson we looked at what is the evidence for belief in paradise and hellfire. That was question 129. And we're going to continue that discussion inshallah ta'ala today. But before we do that, there was a question that was missed, I believe, in one of the previous lessons. It was question 119. So I just want to quickly go through that question. This was related to the distribution of the scrolls. And this was question 119. كيف صفة نشر الصحف من الكتاب? And what is the description of how the scrolls will be distributed and given to each person from the book, meaning from the Quran? So Shaykh Hafiz rahimahullah, he said, قال الله تعالى, the Exalted said, وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. He said, every man's fate we have attached to his neck, and we shall bring out for him on the Day of Judgment a book that he will open. And it will be said, read your book today, sufficient are you yourself today as a reckoner over yourself. وقال تعالى, the Exalted said, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, when the scrolls will be spread, meaning distributed. وقال تعالى, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. This is Surah Al-Kahf. That the book will be placed and you will see the criminals fearful of that which is in it. They will say, woe be to us, what is it with this book that it leaves neither something small nor something large, except that it enumerates it. And they will find therein whatever they did present therein, and your Lord will not wrong anyone. وقال تعالى, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهِ. As for the one who's given his book in his right hand, he will say, come and read my book, to the end of the passage. وفي آية الانشقاق فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه, as for the one who's given his book with his right hand, وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره, and later in the surah, and as for the one who's given his book behind his back. So the Sheikh Hafiz, he says, فهذا يدل على أن من يؤتى كتابه بيمينه يؤتاه من أمامه ومن يؤتى كتابه بشماله يؤتاه من وراء ظهره والعياذ بالله عز وجل. He says what this indicates, these ayat and these passages, what it indicates is that the one who's given his book in his right hand, He will be given it from the front. From front. And the one who's given his book in his left hand, he will be given it from behind his back, and refuge is with Allah. And so the commentary here from Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he says that the noble angels, al-Malaikatul Kiram, al-Katibuna, yaktubuna, alina, these noble angels, they write what we do. And everything is counted, which the servant does, every motion, every haraka that he moves, every lafza, every expression, utterance that he makes, wa kulla khatratin yakhturuha, every thought that passes by him, and everything which happens from the expressions of the tongue and the glances of the eye and the what he does with the hand and the movement of the feet, everything, this will be recorded, or these angels, they record it. And likewise, what a person does when he moves among the people and the actions that he performs, all of that will be written in these scrolls, or it is being written in these scrolls. So he then goes on to say that the angels amongst them are those who are وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْهُمْ صَاحِبُ الْيَمِينَ الَّذِي يَقْتُبُ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَمِنْهُمْ صَاحِبُ الشِّمَالِ الَّذِي يَقْتُبُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. So there are angels, so there's types of angels. There are those who are the angels of the right, which write the good deeds. They're on the right. Angels on the left, with each person, that write the evil deeds. And then there are two angels who are with that person from Salatul Fajr to Salatul Asr. And then they ascend, and another group comes, another two angels come, and they are from Salatul Asr to Salatul Fajr again. And everything is written. So these books, when a servant dies, the Shaykh says, they will be put in a place that Allah knows. Right? So there's a book that is being written when you're alive with everything that you do. These are the angels which are entrusted to write everything down. And when you die, that book will then be in a place which only Allah knows. As the Shaykh says, هَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ وُضِئَتْ فِي مَكَانٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ يَنْفُخُ إِسْرَافِيلُ فِي السُّورِ وَالنَّفْخَةَ الثَّانِيَةِ. So then on the Day of Judgment, when Israfil, as we mentioned previously, when he blows into the horn, and for the second time, and what will happen is all of the creatures which Allah wants to be gathered together, they will arise, and the angels who are appointed to them, there will be two angels appointed to each individual, and they will then accompany that person when he arises from his grave, and they will gather the books for that person, or the scrolls for that person, the scroll for that person. And then when they find it, when they get it, they will then come to that individual after getting the scroll from wherever it is kept. They will then come and they will find that individual. And the Shaykh goes on to say, فَإِذَا نَزَّلَ عَلِيهِ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ يَأْتِيَانِ بِكُتُبِهِمَا مَعَهُمَا وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. And he quotes ayah from Surah Qaf, that when they then come to that person, they will come with their books, and the ayah, every soul will come, with it is one who leads it, and one that is a witness. Then after that, when we have the arad, which is the presentation, when it is in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, then those angels will then come with those books after they accompany the servant, the books that they had written and put together, wrote. And when Allah wants for them to be opened and distributed and spread, that will happen, and the believer will see it. He will give it in his right hand. He will read it. He will rejoice. He will say, as we see in the ayah, فَيَقُولْ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَرَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. Come and read my book. Indeed, I was certain that I will meet my reckoning. And as for the disbeliever or the hypocrite, then he will be given it from behind and you know, from behind, and then after that he will read it and he will know what is in it, irrespective of whether he is literate or illiterate. He will know what is in the book. So this is what Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he said. As for Sheikh al-Fawzan, mostly his speech is just going through the ayat that were mentioned by Sheikh Hafiz, so we can leave that. So in essence, what is being said here is that this interpretation is that if you are given your book in the right hand, it will be from the front. If you are given your book or your scroll in the left hand, it will be from behind. And that these scrolls, they will be kept somewhere after you die, until the resurrection. Then the angels who are appointed to you will then bring them and come to you wherever on the day of resurrection and to the end of what will take place after that. So that was question 119 that we missed out previously. And now we come to question 130. And that is the question, ما معنى الإيمان بالجنة والنار? What does it mean to believe when we say we believe in paradise and hellfire? What does that actually mean? We already established in the previous question the evidence that we must believe in the paradise and hellfire. So we are obligated to believe. But what is the meaning of that belief? And this is the next question. The Sheikh says, مَعْنَاهُ التَّصْدِيقُ الْجَازِمْ بِوُجُودِهِمَا. Right, so the meaning of believing in paradise and hellfire is having a firm, resolute belief in their existence. So they actually exist, meaning that they are true and real. وَأَنَّهُمَا مَخْلُوقَتَانِ الْآنِ. And that they are created right now. That meaning they exist, and they are exist right now. They are already created. وَأَنَّهُمَا بَاقِيَتَانِ بِإِبْقَاءِ اللَّهِ لَهُمَا. And that they will be everlasting. They will remain. They will be everlasting, because Allah will make them everlasting. He will keep them. He will make them exist. لَا تَفْنِيَانِ أَبَدًا. They will never expire. They will never perish. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلُّ مَحْتَوَتْ عَلِيهِ هَذِهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ وَتِلْكَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. And included within that is everything that this one, meaning paradise, comprises of bliss, of bliss, of pleasure, of bliss, meaning that part of that belief is that we believe in everything that paradise contains, the descriptions which have come of what it contains of bliss, and what that one, meaning hellfire, comprises of punishment. Right? So that's part of our belief in paradise and hellfire, that they exist, they are already created, they will never expire because Allah will keep them in existence, they will never expire. And entering into this belief in paradise and hellfire is everything of reward and bliss mentioned about paradise, everything of punishment mentioned about the hellfire. Now Sheikh Ahmed rahimullah al-Najmi rahimullah, he says that it is obligatory to believe that paradise and hellfire, they are both present right now. They are present right now. And that they will remain, they will never expire forever. And that every servant among the people, he will have one or the other. It will be one or the other. Either he is from the inhabitants of paradise, from the people of paradise, or he's from the people of hellfire, from the inhabitants of hellfire. And Allah, قَدْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ عَدَدَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Allah knows the number of the inhabitants of hellfire. وَعَدَدَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And the number of the people of paradise. And the number of those who will enter the hellfire will be punished therein. ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. That's that they will enter into paradise. So all of this is already, Allah knows this. And this is already known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the other commentary, this is some commentary from Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. on this issue of belief in paradise and hellfire. And so he says, قال الشيخ الباني رحمه الله, he said, know that the fire in the hereafter is of two types. So there are two fires in the hereafter. نارٌ تفنى ونارٌ تبقى. نارٌ تفنى ونارٌ تبقى. There is a fire that will perish and a fire that will remain. تبقى أبدا لا تفنى. It will never perish. فالأولى هي نار العصاة المذنبين من المسلمين. So the first type of fire is the fire for the sinful, disobedient, sinful among the Muslims. والأخرى نار الكفار والمشركين. And the other fire is the fire of the disbelievers and the polytheists. He says that this is the essence of the summary. هذا خلاصة ما حرره ابن القيم في الوابل السيب. Right, he says this is basically the conclusion that Ibn al-Qayyim came to in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. وهو الحق الذي لا ريب فيه وبه تجتمع الأدلة. Right, he says this is the truth, no doubt, and through it are the various evidences reconciled with each other. If you remember previously in the lesson, the issue arose about paradise and hellfire, and are they eternal, and is hellfire eternal? And we mentioned that there were some views amongst some of the scholars, or attributed to some of the scholars, about is hellfire really eternal or not? And we explained the reasoning behind why some of the scholars said that it is possible for hellfire to come to an end, but without them really committing to that statement, you know, explicitly. And we mentioned the reasoning behind it. The reasoning behind it is because that Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, is an attribute of the self. It is an eternal attribute. It is from the sifat of his that. And this is why paradise is eternal. Conversely, ghadab, which is Allah's anger, this is an attribute of action. It is not a permanent attribute. It's an attribute tied to his will. And on that basis, it is plausible, because Allah is the doer of whatever he wills, that it is plausible that hellfire could come to an end on the basis of that. Right, now this the views, as we said, they've been ascribed to Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim, and the scholars themselves have different views about that ascription and what really is the actual view. But that which is most correct, and that which the scholars have clarified, is that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah made it clear in the later book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, where he said that the hellfire that will expire is the one that is for the people of Tawheed, the sinful from the people of Tawheed. And once every sinful Muslim has been taken out of the hellfire, that hellfire will expire and perish. As for the fire of the disbelievers and the polytheists, and that includes the hypocrites that will be therein, then that will never expire. And this is how the evidences are reconciled. And the Sheikh goes on to say, so no one should be deceived. فَلَا تَغْتَرْ بِمَا ذَكَرَهُ الشَّارِحْ هُنَا وَابْنِ الْقَيِّمْ فِي شِفَاءِ الْعَلِيلِ وَحَادِي الْأَرْوَاحِ. So he basically says, no one should be deceived or confused by that which the explainer, meaning he is referring here to Ibn Abil Izz in Sharh al-Tahawiyyah, or what Ibn al-Qayyim said in his prior books, Shifa'u al-Alil and Hadi al-Arwah, because in his prior books, Ibn al-Qayyim discussed this issue and discussed the evidences for the eternity or for the non-eternity of hellfire. And he said, no one should be confused or deceived by what is in those books, what may oppose and contradict what I have just summarized here. Because there isn't any explicit proof to show that the disbelievers will perish completely, meaning, and the hellfire will perish completely. And Allah the Exalted, He said regarding the people of Paradise, لا يمسهم فيها نسب وما هم منها بمخرجين. He said about the people of Paradise, no fatigue shall touch them therein, they will never feel tired or anything, وما هم منها بمخرجين, and nor will they be taken out of it. Right, this means they will never come out of Paradise. And he said the same thing regarding the disbelievers, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ, they will not come out of the hellfire. They will never come out of the hellfire. So these are explicit statements. They will never come out of Paradise. No, they will never come out of hellfire. So he says, and that which has been narrated from Umar and others, لَا يَصِحُّ إِسْنَادُهُ كَمَا بَيَنْتُهُ فِي تَعْلِيكِ عَلَى الشَّرْحِ. So he says that those reports or those narrations which are ascribed to some of the Salaf, where it appears that they are saying that it's, you know, regarding this issue of, he says they are not authentic. They're not authentic. And he refers a person to Al-Hadith Al-Da'ifa, second volume, and he gives a reference to that. So this is what Shaykh Al-Bani Rahimahullah, he said on that topic and regarding that issue. And this brings us to the next question. Our next question is, what is the evidence, مَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى وُجُودِهِمَا الْآنِ, what is the proof for their existence right now? So what's the proof that Paradise and Hellfire exist right now? And so Shaykh Hafidh Rahimahullah, he says, أَخْبَرَنَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنَّهُمَا مُعَدَّتَانِ. Right? So the first evidence, the Shaykh Hafidh, he says, Allah has informed us, Allah Azza wa Jal has informed us that they are already prepared. Already prepared. مُعَدَّتَانِ. فَقَالَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So he said regarding Paradise, أُعِدَّتْ, already prepared for the pious, for the muttaqeen, أُعِدَّتْ. وَقَالَ فِي النَّارِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And he said about hellfire, prepared, already prepared, it is prepared for the disbelievers. وَأَخْبَرَنَا أَنَّهُ تَعَالَى أَسْكَنَ آدَمَ وَزَوْجَهُ الْجَنَّةِ قَبْلَ أَكْلِهِمَا مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ. And he also informed us that he made Adam and his wife to live in Paradise before they ate from the tree. وَأَخْبَرَنَا تَعَالَى بِأَنَّ الْكُفَارِ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى النَّارِ غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. And he also informed us, this is a third proof, that the disbelievers, that they are subjected to the hellfire morning and evening. And this is mentioned in the Quran about the people of Fir'aun as well. And he also said, وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Now this is evidence from the Sunnah, the previous were from the Quran. اِطَّلَعْتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا الْفُقَرَاءِ وَاطَّلَعْتُ فِي النَّارِ فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا النِّسَاءِ. That I saw Paradise, and I saw therein that most of its inhabitants are the poor, and I saw hellfire, and I saw that most of its inhabitants were women. And likewise, regarding what is preceded, وَتَقَدَّمَ فِي فِتْنَةِ وَعَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ, what is preceded regarding the punishment and the tribulation of the grave, إِذَا مَاتَ أَحَدُكُمْ يُعْرَضُ عَلَيْهِ مَقْعَدُهُ, that when one of you dies, his spot or his place, meaning in Paradise or in hellfire, it is presented to him. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَبْرِدُوا بِالصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّ شِدَّةَ الْحَرِّ مِنْ فَيْهِ جَهَنَّمْ. He said, seek coolness by way of the prayer, for indeed the severity of heat is from the fayhi jahannam, is like from the breathing of hellfire. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he also said, اشتكت النار إلى ربها عز وجل, the hellfire complained to its Lord. فقالت ربي أكل بعضي بعضا, it said, oh my Lord, some of me has consumed, some parts of me has consumed other parts of me. فأذن لها بنفسين, so then it was granted two breath, so to speak, nafasin fi shita wa nafasin fi saif, one in the summer and one in the winter, one in the winter, one in the summer. So the more severe heat that you find is from that, and the more severe cold that you find is from that. He also said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al humma min fihi jahannam fa abriduha bil ma. The fever is from the, again, the like the breathing, or like the gasp of hellfire. So cool it with water. And likewise, in another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ. It's very explicit. لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ, when Allah created paradise and hellfire, أَرْسَلَ جِبْرِيلِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَقَالِ اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا. He said to it, go to it and see what is in there, to the end of the hadith. So you can see evidences from the Quran, these are evidences from the Sunnah. And he then goes on to say, وَقَدْ عُرِدَتَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي مَقَامِهِ يَوْمَ كُسِفَتِ الشَّمْسِ. He says that both paradise and hellfire were shown to him on the day in which the sun was eclipsed. وَعُرِدَتْ عَلَيْهِ لَيْلَةَ الْإِسْرَاءِ. Likewise, it was shown to him on the day that he ascended on the Al-Isra. وَفِي ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ مَا لَا يُحْصَى. And there are many, many innumerable ahadiths in that respect. So here we've established from all of these evidences in the speech of Sheikh Hafidh that paradise and hellfire exist right now. And commenting upon this, Sheikh Ahmed Najmi rahimahullah, he brings two hadiths. He says the first hadith, that in the hadith of Allah's Messenger, which is reported by Abu Dawud and Abu Huraira and declared Hassan by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, he says that لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ قَالَ لِجِبْرِيلِ اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا ثُمَّ جَاءَ فَقَالَ أَيَّ رَبِّ وَعِزَّتِكَ لا يسمع بها أحد إلا دخلها ثم حفها بالمكاره ثم قال يا جبريل اذهب فانظر إليها فذهب فنظر إليها ثم جاء فقال أي رب وعزتك أي ربي وعزتك لقد خشيت أن لا يدخلها أحد. So he says when Allah created paradise, Jibreel said, he said to Jibreel, go and take a look at it. So Jibreel went and he looked at it, and he came back and he said, oh my Lord, by your might, no one will hear of it except that he will enter paradise. Right? No one who will hear of this paradise, as so described, except that he will enter it. Then Allah surrounded it with bil makarih, with all the dislikable things, the things which are dislikable. ثُمَّ قَالْ يَا جِبْرِيلِ. Then he said, oh Jibreel, go and take a look at it. So then he went and he looked at it and he said, oh my Lord, by your might, I fear that no one will enter it. So, meaning here that there is paradise, and just looking at paradise by itself, anyone who hears of it will enter it. Meaning that he will be so motivated and desirous of this paradise that nothing will prevent him from entering into that paradise. Then paradise was surrounded by all the dislikable things that a person dislikes, like, you know, the toil and the struggle involved in worshipping Allah, being obedient to Allah, the harms that come in your way, you know, when you strive in his path, and all the things that make it, you know, the things that you basically dislike. So when that happened, then Jibreel said, I fear that no one will enter into it. No one will enter it. Then he said, فَلَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النَّارِ قَالَ يَا جِبْرِيلِ اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا. When he created hellfire, he said, oh Jibreel, go and take a look at it. فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا. So he went and he took a look at it. ثُمَّ جَاءَ فَقَالَ أَيْ رَبِّي وَعِزَّتِكَ. He came back and he said, oh my Lord, by your might, لَا يَسْمَعُ بِهَا أَحَدٌ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. No one will hear of it. No one will hear it such that he enters into it. فَحَفَّهَا بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. So then Allah surrounded it with the lusts and the desires. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا جِبْرِيلُ اِذْهَبْ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا. He then said, oh Jibreel, go and take a look at it. فَذَهَبَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا. So he went and took a look at it. ثُمَّ جَاءَ. Then he came back. فَقَالَ. He said, أَيَ رَبِّي وَعِزَّتِكَ. Oh my Lord, and by your might, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا يَبْقَى أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَهَا. I fear that no one will remain except that he will enter into it. So here, hellfire is such that when a person just looks at it from the descriptions, no one will enter into it. Meaning that people will be so fearful that they will obey Allah and they will do everything that will get them into paradise. Afwan, that will get them into paradise, yes, but will save them from the hellfire. But then Allah surrounded it with the shahawat, with the lusts and the desires, which a man is tempted by. And look, when that was the case, then Jibreel feared that no one will escape it. No one will escape it. This means, from the shahid, obviously, that paradise and hellfire are created right now. They exist. Jibreel saw them. Jibreel took a look at them and what was inside them. He also says, وَكَذَلِكَ الْحَدِيثِ الَّذِي فِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي. Likewise, the hadith which is in Sahih al-Bukhari. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ الْبَارِحَةِ. I entered paradise yesterday, and فَمَرَرْتُ بِقَصْرٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. And I passed by a castle made of gold. وَإِلَى جَنْبِهِ امْرَأَةٌ تَتَوَدَّعُ. By its side was a woman that was making wudu. فَقُلْتُ لِمَنْ هَذَا الْقَصَرُ. I said, who is this? To whom is this castle or this fortress? قَالُوا لِرَجُلٍ مِنَ الْعَرَبِ. It belongs to a man from the Arab. قُلْتُ أَنَا مِنَ الْعَرَبِ. He said, I am from the Arab. قَالُوا لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. It is for a man from the Quraysh. قُلْتُ أَنَا مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. He said, I am from the Quraysh. قَالُوا هَذَا الْقَصْرُ لِعُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ. This castle or fortress is for Umar bin al-Khattab. قال, so the Messenger of Allah, he said, فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَدْخُلَهُ فَذَكَرْتُ غَيْرَتَكْ يَا عُمَرْ فَانْتَلَقْتُ. He said, I wanted to enter into it, but I remembered your ghayra, meaning your jealousy, your jealousy and your the ghayra, O Umar. So then I went. So once again, this is a proof that paradise is already created and it already exists. And that's the end of the speech of Sheikh Ahmed, rahimahullah. And then we have some speech from Sheikh Al-Fawzan. And he goes through, again, the same, similar proofs. He says that they are created right now. This is the madhab of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is what we believe. And he mentions the same proofs, or iddat lil muttaqeen, or iddat lil kafirin, very explicit proofs that they are already prepared. This is fi'lun madin, it is like in the past tense, it's a past tense verb. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was with his companions, they heard a noise, something falling or dropping, and he said, atadruna ma hadha, do you know what this is? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And he said, hadha hajarun rumiya bihi fi jahannam. منذ سبعين حريفا والآن وصل إلى قعرها. He said, this was a stone that was thrown into hellfire since 70 years, and now has it reached its the bottom. So this shows that hellfire, in this instance, the hellfire has already been created. He also says about heat and cold, alayhi salatu wasalam, innahuma nafasan li jahannam nafasun fi shitaa wa huwa ashaddu ma tajiduna min al barad wa nafasun fi sayf wa huwa ashaddu ma tajiduna min shiddatil har. Another similar hadith that indeed hellfire has two gasps, a gasp or a breath in the winter, which is the most severe of what you find of the cold, and one in the summer, which is the most severe of what you find of the heat. He also says in another hadith, إِذَا اشْتَدَّ الْحَرُّ فَأَبْرِدُوا بِالصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّ شِدَّةَ الْحَرُّ مِنْ فِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ. Similar to what I mentioned before. Indeed, the severity of heat is from the severity of heat, you should cool it down with prayer. For indeed, the severity of heat is from the gasping or the breath of hellfire. And he goes on to say, from the evidences likewise, is when the deceased person is in his grave, a door will be open into paradise, and for the disbeliever, a door into hellfire. All of this together, these are texts from the Quran and from the Sunnah, they indicate, يَدُلُّ عَلَى وُجُودِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ, the presence, the existence of paradise and hellfire. وَأَنْكَرَ هَذَا أَهْلُ الضَّلَالِ وَيَقُولُونَ تُخْلَقَانِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. This has been rejected by the people of misguidance, and they say that they will be created on the day of resurrection. Right? So this is what the misguided people will say, that the paradise hellfire don't exist right now. They will be created only on the day of judgment, and this is a mistake. This is incorrect. Then the next question, question 132. ما الدليل على بقائهما لا تفنيان أبدا. So as you've seen, we've already said previously that they will never perish, but what is the actual proof that paradise and hellfire will never perish? And this is the next question. The Sheikh Hafiz rahimahullah brings lots of evidences from the Quran. So he says, قال الله تعالى في الجنة, Allah the Exalted said regarding paradise, خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. They will remain therein forever, and that is the mighty success. Surah At-Tawbah 100. وقال تعالى وما هم منها بمخرجين. And they will not come out of it, be brought out of it. We mentioned that ayah earlier, very clear. They will not come out of paradise. وقال تعالى فيها عطاء غير مجذوذ. Allah says this is a giving that is uninterrupted, it will never end, it will never be cut off. Meaning this giving of reward that continuously renews over and over, it will never expire in paradise. And hence it is, as we see in the ayah, غير مجذوذ, meaning uninterrupted, never ending. وقال تعالى لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. A similar ayah in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah 56, verse 33, that it is something that is not limited nor ending. There's no limit to it, nor will it end, meaning the bliss and the reward of paradise. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادٍ. Indeed, this is our provision. There will be no end to it. It will never expire. The Surah Sad, verse 54. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Indeed, the pious are in a safe, like secure place or a station, safe, secure. إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى. They will not taste therein death except the very first death. So this means there will not be any death thereafter. وَغَيْرِهَا مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. There are many other ayat as well. فأخبر تعالى بأبديتها وأبدية حياة أهلها وعدم انقطاعها عنهم وعدم خروجهم منها. So in these ayat, what did he mention? He mentioned the eternity of paradise itself, the eternity of the life of its inhabitants as well, and that it shall never be cut off from them, and that they shall not be taken out of it. All of these evidences each emphatically establish that they will never perish. They will never perish. وَكَذَلِكَ النَّارُ Likewise, the hellfire, قَالَ تَعَالَ فِيهَا إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا Except the path of hellfire, they will remain therein forever. وَقَالَ تَعَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا Indeed, Allah has cursed the disbelievers and prepared for them a sa'ira, a blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will remain therein forever. They will not find any wali, any protector, nor any aider. وقال تعالى وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا Whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then for him is the fire of hell. He will remain therein. They will remain therein forever. Surah Al-Jinn, verse 23. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ And they will not come out of the fire. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 167. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ That the punishment therein will not subside. Meaning they will not be lightened. And they will remain therein. They will remain therein. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُ وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا They will not لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ it will not be decreed for them to end such that they die, and nor will its punishment be lightened for them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى Indeed, the one who comes to his Lord as a criminal, then indeed for him is hellfire. He will not die therein, nor will he live. وَغِيرُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ So as you can see, he mentioned extensive ayat from the Qur'an to show that hellfire will not end, its people will not end, its punishment will not end. فأخبرنا الله تعالى في هذه الآيات وأمثالها أن أهل النار الذين هم أهلها خلقت لهم وخلقوا لها وأنهم خالدون فيها أبدا فنفى تعالى خروجهم منها بقوله وما هم بخارجين من النار ونفى انقطاعها عنهم بقوله لا يفتر عنهم وهم فيه مبلسون ونفى فَنَاءَهُمْ فِيهَا بِقَوْلِهِ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى So the Shaykh, rahimahullah, is explaining towards the angles of evidence. He said, Allah, the Exalted, informed us in these ayat and what is like them, that the people of the fire, who are its inhabitants, they were created for it. And it was created for them, and they were created for it. And that they shall abide therein forever. So he denied that they will come out of it when he said, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ They will not come out of the fire. And he denied that it will be cut off, the punishment will be cut off from them, when he said, لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ That it will not be, that it will not subside for them. And they will remain therein. وَنَفَى فَنَاءُهُمْ And he negated that will ever expire. When he said, لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى That the inhabitant will neither die therein nor have like full life. Very, very clear. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَمَّا أَهْلُ النَّارِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَهْلُهَا فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَمُوتُونَ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَوْنَ Hadith Muslim from Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. As for the people of the fire, who are its inhabitants, then they will not die therein, nor will they live. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صار أهل الجنة إلى الجنة وأهل النار إلى النار جاء بالموت حتى يجعل بين الجنة والنار ثم يذبح ثم ينادي مناد يا أهل الجنة لا موت يا أهل النار لا موت فيزداد أهل الجنة فرحا إلى فرحهم ويزداد أهل النار حزنا إلى حزنهم. When the people of paradise have entered paradise, when the hell, people of hellfire have entered hellfire, death will be brought until it is placed in between paradise and hellfire. Then it will be slaughtered. Then a caller will call, O people of paradise, no death. O people of hellfire, no death. Then the people of paradise will increase in their joy, in their rejoicement, on top of their rejoicement. And the people of hellfire will increase in their grief, their sadness, on top of their sadness. وَفِي لَفْذٍ كُلٌّ خَالِدٌ فِيمَا هُوَ فِيهِ. Then everyone will abide, he will remain forever in that which he is in, meaning of bliss or reward. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ ثُمَّ قَرَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Then in another narration, there's something added to it, which is that the Messenger of Allah, he then recited an ayah. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. Warn them of the day of loss, the day of ruin, loss, when the affair shall be determined or judged or ended, decided, while they are heedless and they do not believe. Yet they are heedless and they do not believe. وهي في الصحيح وفي ذلك أحاديث غير ما ذكرنا. So this hadith is in the Sahih, and there are others which we have not mentioned. So as you can see now, all of these evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah make it very clear that all these things, paradise itself, the inhabitants themselves, the bliss and the reward itself, all of that will never end, will never cut off. And likewise with hellfire, the same thing. Hellfire itself as a place, eternal, the inhabitants, they too will be eternal, they will never expire or die, and the punishment likewise will be like that as well. There's some commentary here from Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says that paradise and hellfire are created by Allah, and he created people for them, and he wrote them down before he wrote them, before he created them, and refugees from Allah. And likewise, he did the same for paradise, just as he did with hellfire, before he created them. And this brings us to the issue of the decree, obviously, because if paradise is already created, hellfire is already created, Allah knows the inhabitants of each, then it raises the issue of the decree. And this is why the Shaykh goes on to mention the hadith, when Umar asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said to him, has the affair already been finished and done, or is it something that commences? Speaking here about the issue of al-qadr, he said fima qad furigha minhu, meaning that your deeds are from affairs that have already been completed. So Umar said, "Ala nattakil?" Umar said, "Should we not then depend upon the prior decree? Because if everything has already been decided and completed, should we not just rely upon that?" So he said, "I'mal, yabn al-Khattab, fa kullun muyassar. Amma man kana min ahli al-sa'adati fiyamalu lil-sa'adati, wa amma ahli al-shiqa fiyamalu lil-shiqa." He said, work, O Ibn al-Khattab. Work meaning work deeds. For everyone is facilitated. As for the one who is from the people of happiness, he will do deeds of the people of happiness. As for the one who is from the people of wretchedness, he will do deeds for the wretchedness. Right, so meaning here that, again, this brings us to the issue of al-Qadr. And just because it is in Allah's prior knowledge that he knows who are the inhabitants of paradise and hellfire, this in no way means that we should rely upon the prior decree, because people will enter paradise or hellfire on account of their deeds. And so, on the one hand, in relation to the people of hellfire, Allah sent messengers and gave guidance and established the proof against them, and they did what they did with the knowledge of the consequences, because Allah's hujjah has been established by way of the books and the messengers. So these people will receive the adal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is adal. He does not punish without sending a messenger. Right? So these have received Allah's adal. The other people whom He knows will enter into paradise, Allah, they received messengers, they received books. Then from Allah's fadl, Allah's bounty, He aided them and gave them tawfiq upon righteousness, and they did deeds through which they will enter into paradise. This is Allah's fadl, this is Allah's bounty. They do not enter paradise because of their own deeds, although that's a part of the sabab. It has to be part of the sabab, because it's not just on Allah's prior decree that you entered paradise. You have to bring something, which is the righteous deeds. So it's part of the sabab. But they do not enter paradise in reality except by the fadl, by the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every servant is either will be given the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there can be no oppression. There is no dhulm. There is no oppression whatsoever from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never wrongs His servants. And so we are commanded to act, because acting is from the asbab that will enter us into paradise. The Shaykh goes on to say that it is not being differed over that paradise, its inhabitants will remain therein forever. This is not being differed upon. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about the people of paradise, they will not want la yabghuna anha hiwala. They will not want any change from it, to be removed from it. As for the people of hellfire, then something of difference has occurred. Are they going to remain therein forever, eternally? Or is it just for a very, very, very long time, and then hellfire will expire, and the people in it will expire as well, they will perish as well? So the Shaykh says that the majority of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they say that the people of hellfire, who are its inhabitants, they will never leave it. This fire will never perish. But as for the nar, as for the fire of the muwahideen, the people of tawheed, which is the highest tabaqa, highest level of the hellfire, which they will fall into from the bridge, this fire, its people will eventually be taken out of it, all of them. The sinful among the people of tawheed, they will be punished in the fire to the extent that Allah desires for them, to purify them, to punish them for their sins, to the extent that Allah knows, and their crimes that they committed. Then after that, they will be brought out of the fire and entered into paradise. And so this fire, when it is said that this fire will perish and expire, then this is not something that is far, far removed. And as for what has been mentioned, that the fire itself, the whole of the hellfire, there will be a day when it will, you know, expire and finish, then the Shaykh says that if this narration or these types of narrations are authentic, then we take it to mean that this narration is speaking about the fire of the people, for the people of Tawheed who committed sins. It's referring to that. But what we know from what is apparent is that these types of reports, they actually are inauthentic. They are not authentic. As for the hellfire, which is the fire of the kuffar and the munafiqeen and the mulhideen, he says, this nar baqiyatun baqa al-abad. This will remain forever. And this, you know, we've been informed that they will call their Lord, that these people will call upon their Lord. They will ask from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take them out from there, and then he will not respond to them for a long, long period. Then eventually he will respond to them, and he will say, اخسأوا فيها, be wretched therein. ولا تكلمون, and do not speak to me. إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. Indeed, there used to be a party from my servants. They used to say, O my Lord, O our Lord, we have believed. So forgive us and show mercy to us. And you are the best of those who show mercy. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا But you took them as mockery. حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي Until they made you forget my remembrance. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ And you used to laugh at them. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمْ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ Indeed, today I have rewarded them for their patience in that they are the ones who will be successful. So this is how, when the people of disbelief, the people of hellfire, when they are calling out to their Lord to be removed from the fire and he will leave them and not respond to them, then eventually he will speak to them and this is what he will say to them. There were people from my servants who were believers. You mocked them and you forgot my remembrance, and I have rewarded them for their patience, and they are the ones who were successful. And likewise, also about the people of hellfire, وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ They will call out to Malik, who is the keeper of the fire. Let your Lord pass judgment upon us, meaning put an end to us. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ He said, you will abide, meaning abide therein. لَكَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ We indeed came to you with the truth, but most of you, you dislike the truth. And likewise, the more ayat, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ النَّجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ Those who disbelieve, for them is the fire of hell. It will not end for them such that they die. It will not finish them such that they die, nor will it be lightened for them, the punishment. Such do we recompense every ingrate, every ungrateful person. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ أَوْلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ And they will cry out therein, O our Lord, bring us out so that we can do righteousness other than that which that we used to do. And the response is, did we not give you a long enough life, long enough for you to take admonition in the way that one would take admonition, and there came to you the warner, so taste therein, there is no helper for those who are the wrongdoers, and other such ayat. Therefore, the Shaykh says, concluding, the people of hellfire, they are its inhabitants, they will remain there therein forever, and whatever is reported about Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim, and, you know, this is mentioned as it is like a zalla, it's like a slip that they made. Otherwise, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they hold that paradise and hellfire are everlasting, is people will remain therein forever, and the people of paradise will be given reward, and the people of hellfire will be punished. We ask Allah for pardon and for safety. And so that's the end of what Shaykh Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala said. And we'll stop there for today's lesson, inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue from this point onwards, inshallah. What we can do very quickly is just summarize what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, rahimahullah, so we can conclude this question, question 132. So obviously Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, his commentary, just saying the same thing, that paradise, hellfire are everlasting. And he mentions the ayat regarding that. He says that إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. This is in Surah Al-Bayyinah. At the end it mentions جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. So basically mentioning the ayah to show that paradise and its inhabitants are forever. And then he mentions, as for hellfire, there are three explicit ayat in the Quran that mention, and he mentions those ayat in different places, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Jinn, Khalidina fiha abada, similar, Khalidina fiha abada. The same wording is mentioned in each of these three places, Khalidina fiha abada. So he says that these are very explicit. And then he finishes by saying that after this explicit text from the Quran, it becomes clear that whatever has been said that the hellfire will expire and perish is a very, very weak saying that should not be depended upon. Because it is not possible to depend upon something, upon such a saying, in which the Quran has explicitly stated the opposite. So hellfire and paradise are present right now, and they are everlasting, and they never ever will perish. And that's the end of what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, rahimahullah. So this takes us to question 133, and we'll do that in the next lesson, insha'Allahu ta'ala. With that, we'll conclude today's lesson. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.